our guy Chad Brown dropped by, presented by the Elite Sportsbook at the Red Dolly Casino in Blackhawk. Chad Brown, how the heck you doing, man? Thanks for stopping by.
I'm fantastic, fellas. How you guys doing?
Great.
We're doing great, man. We're doing great. Going into the break, I said that I was encouraged by the performance of one Bronco on Sunday with a high ceiling and a big offseason. And we've talked about this guy for three consecutive weeks with you, Chad. You used to get after the quarterback as a linebacker in your day. We're talking about Bradley Chubb. Chubb did get to the quarterback this past weekend for his 6.5 sack on the year. He and Malik Reed are tied for 12th in the NFL, so kind of ironic there. What did you make of Bradley Chubb this past Sunday?
I think it goes back to that conversation we had last week on Tuesday about how rushing the quarterback so often is forgotten that it's a dependent position. You need to be in a position as a team where your pass rushers can pin their ears back and be comfortable with that. Obviously, defensively, they did a good job against the Dolphins on first and second down, shutting the run down, which enabled them to get after the quarterback. And then offensively, the Broncos had the lead, or at least tied for the lead, for a majority of the ball game. So the Dolphins just couldn't pound it on the ground and play keep away. All those situations allow guys like Bradley Chubb, a guy like Malik Reed, or heck, even a guy like Deshaun Williams, to then pin their ears back and go after the quarterback because the passing downs are clear. So it's more than just opportunities. And it's also you need quality opportunities as a pass rusher. And Sunday certainly presented itself. And I think we've seen enough over the season, if Chubb, if Reed, if other guys on the defensive line are given quality opportunity pass rush opportunities or chances, they will get home.
Yeah, that was good to see. And we're joined by Chad Brown. Chad, talk about Drew Lock. And, you know, obviously started off slow again, had the interception. I think he started 0 for 8 and then, you know, got it going a little bit. Talk about what you saw from Drew on Sunday.
I thought it was a nice bounce-back performance from Drew. Obviously, the interception early was something, you know, that kind of indicated, oh, my goodness, are we going down this road again? After the four interceptions last week, but to see him bounce back, I think mentally was great. But I think obviously he was helped by the overall game plan. When you run the ball effectively and you don't ask Drew Lock to go back and throw the ball 40 times, which is what he's done in the previous four games, 40 plus attempts, then you'll see a performance like we got on Sunday. It wasn't great. It wasn't all dazzling. It was a bit of a slow start. But I think we saw the glimpses that give us some hope as Bronco fans that this guy can one day be the guy. So at this point, I think this Broncos team, you know, still needs to lean on the run game. They still need to lean on this defense. But if they give Drew Lock, you know, 25 to 30 throws a game, then I think we'll see the best of Drew Lock in those circumstances. And that will give him a chance to work on his game and not be overwhelmed, which he was the previous month of football.
Chad Brown dropping by live here on Stokely and Zach. We were having a conversation earlier in the show about Garrett Bowles because your friends at Pro Football Focus have come out and said once again that he is the number one rated left tackle in all of professional football. And it's really, if you take a step back and look at, you know, the 3.5 years here, it is really one of the most unique pivots from town, you know, punchline, getting booed out of Mile High to being the number one rated player at his position in a position that is so incredibly hard for franchises to fill. And the Broncos already turned down Garrett Bowles' fifth-year option. So we just don't know what's next. And the possibility that the Broncos could have gone through all the growing pains with Garrett and him go be the cornerstone and franchise left tackle for someone else is a real possibility, but also you could reset the market with Garrett Bowles, and maybe you see regression back to what we saw for the first 3 years. So I won't hold you to this, Chad, but given the dynamics at play, how do you think this thing finishes? What's next for Bowles?
So I'm allowed to give an opinion, and there's no accountability for it. You won't bring it up later, Zach?
No, we do it all the time here.
Yeah, he lies. He will.
Right.
He'll call you.
Yes, okay. I didn't think that would happen. clearly Garrett Bowles playing the best football of his NFL career. And I think it goes to show in some ways that the offensive line, that position is more than just about your athletic ability and your size. It is a there's a technique to that thing. You need to be a craftsman at that position. And it finally has happened, getting some coaching, taking the coaching and putting it into action. Because remember, for a while, Garrett Bowles was refusing to acknowledge that there was anything wrong with his game.
Right.
So what we saw on Sunday may have been not just a part of, you know, Garrett Bowles' best season as a pro, but may have been his best outing. The way they were calling the run game, using him as a puller, taking advantage of his athleticism, they're really showcasing Garrett Bowles. Now, the danger in that is, to your point, Zach, now is he pricing himself out of the Broncos' possibilities of bringing him back? I think they should try to get on this sooner than later. I think it's pretty clear this guy has finally gotten things figured out. If he were to regress, it's not as if, I don't know, this is a position where he's dependent upon other factors. Does he win his job one-on-one in pass rush situations? When he pulls, does he knock people down? Does he get pancake blocks? I'm not sure where the regression would come short of some kind of injury. So for the Broncos to ignore the opportunity over the next 7 weeks and try to get something done with him before he starts to look around and his agent starts having those secret conversations with other teams, you might want to get on this early and say, hey, we stuck with you early. We were by your side. We defended you publicly. So, you know, do you want to take this off for now? We can tie this up now rather than have you risk what's happening out there in free agency.
Yeah, and we're visiting with Chad Brown. Chad, last one for me, buddy. You mentioned it, the run game. I mean, the run game was the best we've seen it all year. I don't think that's debatable. I mean, they had Phillip and Melvin both got their touches and their yards, both in the mid-80s, over 5 a carry. I mean, it just looked great. Took the pressure off of Drew Lock. Do you think this is something that is sustainable, or because, you know, we saw two tight end packages a lot more this past week, do you think this run game is sustainable for the next 6 weeks, or was it just, hey, we had a great matchup against the Dolphins and we took advantage of it?
I think you can take pieces from this. I mean, obviously, the Dolphins were a bit of an undersized front, and the Broncos wore them down by running the football. That was a big part of it. And then, you know, you take what Dalton Reisner and Garrett Bowles do well, they're more athletic offensive linemen. They're not true road graders. So to ask them to pull, that's going to take advantage of them better. And then this may be the first game where we've had Melvin Gordon and Phillip Lindsay, both of them healthy and both of them really ready to go. So you've got two good backs. You've got some offensive line that's doing well. You put in a package with the tight ends there that lends itself to this kind of success. When John Elway talked about before the season, we're going to have to lean on our defense because our offense is so young, I think he could have followed up and saying we're going to have to lean on the running game because our quarterback is young. So if you were to take this Dolphins game as a template, as a formula for what the Broncos need to do throughout the rest of the season, this is what they would hope to achieve. Can it be done? Again, I don't know if you can replicate all of this, but there are certainly things you can take away from this. Having Drew Lock throw the ball 40 times a game, that's not going to be successful. Giving Phillip Lindsay 4 carries a game, that's not going to be successful. Putting your more athletic offensive linemen in space against a defense, that is going to be successful. So those kinds of things, you know, using Vic Fangio and more pressure defensively, those kind of things, you can replicate those over and over and over again. The results aren't always going to be the same, but it will certainly give you a far better chance to win than asking Drew Lock to go back and throw the ball 48 times.
Chad, the Broncos are a part of the graphic. You know what I'm talking about. In that column all the way to the right where it says, in the hunt, the Broncos are technically in the hunt. Did you see enough on Sunday to think that this could be sustainable, that, hey, we know the Broncos schedule's tough coming up, but this was a pivot from the brand of football that they had been playing. Do you give them a shot?
Yeah, I give them a shot. It's a small shot, but I give them a shot. I think there's enough bad on tape to where a team like the Saints or the Chiefs or the Bills or the Raiders to finish the season will be able to take advantage of some of those things that have been an issue all season long. Clearly, the Dolphins weren't in that place, weren't far enough ahead as a program to be able to pull those things off. And they almost pulled that game out anyway at the end. short of that Justin Simmons interception to finish the ball game. But KKFN, KKFN, HD1 Longmont, Denver.
I see ya.
Come on, Zach. You had it. You let down the show. Come on.
Oh, man.
I am not willing to think over the next six games that suddenly they're going to come out with a winning record over these next 6 weeks.
Okay. All right. And last one on the way out here. CU has a big game this weekend. Do they not? I think they have USC on the schedule. Is that game going to be played, Chad?
That game should be played. I think USC had one positive COVID test yesterday. I haven't heard anything more about that. So as far as I know, that game is still on track to be played. And obviously CU with the 2-0 start, a lot of optimism and confidence. Sam Noyer far outplaying my personal expectations. I think any reasonable football person's expectations after moving from safety over to quarterback. Hey, you know, I always look at life through buff colored glasses, and I'm excited about this one. USC was the favorite to win the Pac-12 South. We'll see if the Buffs can knock them off and then themselves become the favorite to win the Pac-12 South.
Isn't that crazy? Because when the odds came out, Chad, the Colorado Buffaloes were, they were plus 10,000 to win the Pac-12. Like, if you put $100 on CU to win the Pac-12, you get paid $10,000 if they win it. And this is a big game. USC is a top 20 ranked team, and the game is on network television on ABC at 1:30 in the afternoon. This will be the most eyes throughout the year that will be on CU because of who they're playing and what channel they're playing on. So I'm looking forward to it, man. Enjoy it. Hey, what game are you on this weekend? Are you working this weekend?
Yeah, I have got KC at Tampa Bay. So, you know, rough outing for Tom Brady last night. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are rolling. So we'll see if the Bucs can respond at home against, obviously, a stacked Kansas City Chiefs offense.
Oh, that's a good game.
Man, I didn't even realize that was a game this coming week. That is going to be a fun one to watch. Chad, have a great time calling that. And as always, we appreciate you coming by, man. Be well.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Thanks,
and have a happy and safe Thanksgiving, guys.
Yeah, you too, buddy.
You too, man. You too. There he goes, Chad Brown.